At 10 o'clock, John Andrew reporting. The Falkland Islands are under the military rule of Argentina tonight. A force of more than 2,000 men, backed up by a naval squadron of 15 ships, took over the islands earlier today. Britain has broken off diplomatic relations with Argentina, and the United Nations Security Council is holding an emergency session. The invasion has been greeted with jubilation in the Argentine capital, Buenos Aires. The 80 British Marines on the islands surrendered after offering some resistance. The Defence Secretary, John Nott, says the Royal Navy has been on alert ever since the crisis worsened yesterday.
We're preparing a naval task force which is large enough and powerful enough to deal with any problems that it might meet in the South Atlantic. We have not yet given the orders for that task force to sail, and that is a matter we will be considering. But it is in preparation, and it will be large and very substantial, and it would join up, if need be, with other naval forces which are already at sea.
MPs will discuss the Falkland crisis at a special weekend sitting of Parliament, the first such sitting since 1956 Suez crisis. And there'll be some tough questions from opposition MPs about the government's response to the invasion. Dr. David Owen of the SDP thinks the task ahead is a tough one.
I think it's going to be extremely difficult to get this back. If they've got forces on the island, they will also have air cover, they'll have ships in the area. Even if we now make a major demonstration of naval forces, it's going to be extremely difficult to get these back. The tragic error was not to deploy naval forces down there at the end of February and early March, when there was ample warning that the situation was flaring up.